Some quotes are meant to be poetic.
Once upon a midnight dreary.
And some quotes save you money. At Elephant, our quotes save people hundreds of dollars a year on auto insurance. More care, less cost. Discover the Elephant difference at Elephant.com.
As well, and after the game, Kirk Cousins talked about, obviously, what was a great week, but a disappointing finish tonight in the loss to the Chiefs.
The QB press conference, brought to you by Rosenthal Auto. Visit RosenthalAuto.com.
You guys had some opportunities there. That drive there, what kind of went through your head as you guys kind of went down there, had to throw to Josh that was so close there. You ran, did a lot of scrambling. What do you kind of take away from that way it ended?
I think you said it. The key was to get in field goal range and, you know, and then try to score from there and end the game. And, you know, we just didn't hit that third down play. And, you know, we'll go back and look at a couple other plays throughout the game that it could have made a big difference. But all in all, you know, we played well. I was pleased that there were so few penalties on offense. We played pretty mistake-free. And I think in a lot of ways, you know, showed some maturity from that standpoint. But, you know, tough one to lose. We felt like we had a chance there and didn't get it done.
What did you see on that play to Josh where he couldn't quite make it? It looks like you had a couple of different options there.
Yeah, you know, Jordan Reed was open as well on my right side, and there really was no safety. The safety came down low and was just looking to double anybody who came across the middle, and just took my chance with Josh. And you know, we didn't complete it, but you know, that's where you go back on the plane home and you talk about, you know, could I work Jordan? Should I work Jordan? You know, those are the games you play always. Whether you win or lose, you go back and look at how can I be better. And, you know, certainly after a tough loss like this, you're going to go back and have some hindsight there and look at what you could have done.
Kirk, can you try to describe the last 72 hours? You have about as emotional of a life event as you could have, and then about as emotional of a football game as you can have. They're obviously very different, but what has your last 72 hours been like?
Well, I think in this league, man, the 16-week season is a grind, and it's not for the faint of heart. And you got to be mentally, physically, emotionally tough. And, you know, nobody feels sorry for you if you aren't. So, you know, you just try to stay the course and be really tough-minded, and whatever gets thrown at you, just take it in stride. And feel very blessed, very fortunate to be in the position I'm in for so many different reasons. I could waste the time this whole press conference talking about how fortunate I am. And, you know, I'm going to be able to spend some time in the bye week appreciating that and holding my son.
You guys got off to a really hot start, went cold just a little bit. Was that things that they were taking away from you guys? Yeah. Or was it the injuries like Rob and Trent? Yeah. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, it was frustrating because we came and had a lot of good plays, and then suddenly, you know, we just couldn't sustain. We kept flipping the field. You know, we would get to the midfield or whatever. We'd get going, and then we couldn't turn it into points or a longer drive. And I look at it as, you know, third down conversions. You know, they were like 8 of 13 on third down, and we were like 4 of 11. And I just think if we had, you know, converted a few more of those makeable third downs, you know, we stay on the field longer, time possessions improve, we give our defense a break, and who knows. But we weren't able to continue to convert third downs, and I think that hurt us. And then, you know, in the third quarter, we ran so few plays, and it was just a unique game the way it ebbed and flowed.
It looks like you handled the crowd noise pretty well. I mean, I don't think any false starts. You didn't think you got sacked.
Yeah.
No holding calls. Is that like a sign of growth for this offense that you were able to do that?
I do take encouragement from the fact that we were a more mature offense tonight in a hostile environment. We didn't beat ourselves, and I appreciated that. I thought it showed a lot about you know, our team's preparation, our detail that we cover in practice, and trying to be ready for what is a tough environment.
You've talked about wanting to kind of pick your spots and use your legs just a little bit more, and you wind up doing it a lot.
Yeah, more at the end of the game, but when teams play man coverage, that's when you really have an opportunity to run because, you know, guys are chasing their man. They don't have eyes on you. And, you know, they did a good job taking some people away and doubling some people, and really all I had was to run. And, you know, I think that's an area of my game that I can use more. I think it's there for the taking if I, you know, get through a progression and don't find anything, you know, take off and run rather than throw it away.
And what are the challenges, of, especially with halftime, mm-hmm. being the third quarter, that you're basically not playing for that long?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the Chiefs being able to convert third downs and stay on the field. You know, they had good methodical drives with a lot of plays, and it chewed up a lot of clock. And, you know, I think that's why they're an undefeated football team, because they do some really good things, too, on offense and kept the ball out of our hands. And, you know, we scored so quickly in the third quarter that it also put our defense right back on the field. So it's just the ebb and flow of the game and the way it works. And, you know, we'd love to have those explosive plays, but when you aren't having them, that's where you got to be able to convert those third downs.
Quarter of the season's done. You guys are 2-2. How do you kind of assess where your team is now?
Well, I like our team. I think we're better than people probably thought we would be at the start of the season, and there's no point really saying that because we're going to have 12 weeks to, you know, either prove me right or prove me wrong. But I think, you know, from our team psyche, I think we're going to enjoy our bye week, get rested, get healed up, and I think we're going to come back with a vengeance and try to make this, you know, as good of a 12 weeks as we can. You know, we're excited about the group of guys we have. We just got to stay together, hopefully stay as healthy as we can, and continue to play mature, smart football.
I'm sure it doesn't happen during the game, but watching back on film, do you ever go, holy crap, Vernon Davis is 33 years old?
Yeah. I do it a lot of practice. Yeah, you guys don't sit in the quarterback room with me, but we say that to each other that, you know, this guy, we call him El Caballo because he's like a thoroughbred the way he runs down the field. And we always talk about his hamstrings and how they're like the hamstrings of a 19-year-old. So special player. But, you know, I keep going back to he's a great player, but he's a better person. You know, he's not a guy who acts entitled. He's a guy who could, you know, at his age and his experience level. He just is very humble, very hungry, and is just a fun guy to play football with because he isn't a drain in any way.